This is Temple View, a feature service of WRTI News.
This week on Temple View, we're taking a look at how music can keep the mind young. Robert Ruchinskas of Temple's Medical School specializes in neurological disorders. He treats patients who may be in the early stages of dementia, as well as those recovering from strokes. He says while doing crossword puzzles, playing chess, or playing an instrument can keep you mentally fit, physical activity completes the circle.
Well, first and foremost, besides what you can do for your brain, is that you can stay healthy. The brain uses a large amount of blood and a large amount of oxygen, and it gets first dibs on it. So when the rest of your body is not working too well, the brain can't work too well. So if you keep yourself physically well, the brain can function at its best.
When it comes to playing music, Ruchinska says the benefit goes beyond right brain, left brain interplay, in part because reading music is like practicing another language.
If you're a musician and that's your vocation or avocation, you begin to analyze the music, which puts it in a different part of your brain in terms of what area of the brain is going to be developed. So oftentimes they find that musicians actually have very good verbal skills or verbal memory skills because that's the part of their brain, the analytic part, that's very closely tied with language.
In terms of keeping neural pathways mentally toned, Ruchinska subscribes to the use it or lose it philosophy. Next time on Temple View, we'll visit two people making music for the love of it. I'm Meredy Duddleston, WRTI News.
This is Temple View, a feature service of WRTI News.
This week on Temple View, we're looking at the benefits of playing music, particularly for people over 50. That's the Academy Band of the Academy of Lifelong Learning at the University of Delaware. The ages of the band members range from about 55 to the mid-80s. 85-year-old Martha Newland studied music education in college. Although she'd played the violin before, she switched to the trumpet and the cornet when she joined the Academy Band 4 years ago.
I had played violin in symphonies, and I know it's true there, too, that you do get swept away with the music. There is something even a step beyond this with the wind instrument, where the vibrations are just virtually part of you. And I can't help but think that does a lot of good, vibrational therapy or something.
The Academy Band is part of a trend exemplified by the New Horizons Band Project, a program for adults, many of whom may not have picked up an instrument since middle school, or maybe ever. Albert Nasinovich, a former retired public school music teacher, co-directs the Encores, a 23-member New Horizons band based in Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
It's a social activity in a way, but it's an honest, bona fide music experience. We get teary-eyed and everything when we do things well, and it's a real great experience.
On the next Temple View, a musician who's also a neuroscientist paints a picture of the effect of playing music on the brain. I'm Meredy Duddleston, WRTI News.
This is Temple View, a feature service of WRTI News.
This week on Temple View, we're taking a glimpse of how playing music keeps the brain going. Mark Jude Tramo, a neuroscientist at the Harvard Medical School, founded the Institute for Music and Brain Science. When it comes to keeping mentally alert, Tramo supports the use it or lose it philosophy. Playing chess, Scrabble, bingo, or doing crossword puzzles are good ways to keep the brain working. Tramo says, although there's no research on a hierarchy of best activities, playing music kickstarts many mental areas and elevates the mood.
The thing, though, about music that those other things like crossword puzzles don't have necessarily is it's very physical and it is very arousing and it does have more of an emotional component than crossword puzzles. And you use your eyes, your ears, your legs, your hands, your fingers, you breathe more. And that may or may not confer an advantage.
Tramo, who is also a musician, describes how the part of the brain governing movement is affected.
What you're seeing is the part of the brain that controls the hands moving. That's quote-unquote lighting up. A lot of blood is going to that area, and the reason is because it's got to get more sugar so those neurons can do their work.
And who can't remember a song or a piece that awakens strong feelings for both listeners and musicians?
And that's not even to mention what is perhaps the most important to a musician is the emotion and expression of the music, sharing it among the performers and, of course, with the audience.
I'm Meredy Duddleston, WRTI News.